Okay, we're back. On the line with us this morning, Paul Fredrickson, a regular with us on this program. He's a partner in the Blake Project. Of course, you know him with Brand Biz. He's also a contributing writer to the Daily News, and it's always great having you on, Paul, especially when we can talk about one of the seminars you're going to be leading at TICE.
Yeah. And pleasure being on, Dave. Thank you.
Now, this seminar is entitled How to Think Like a Creative Director. It's scheduled for January 19th. That's Thursday at noon. I'm still trying to think like a radio guy here, and I'm not doing that, you know, well at that. Tell us about this seminar and what people who are going to attend this are going to learn.
Well, you know, I've been an advertising creative director, you know, for, you know, the vast majority of my career. So it's been a great career, and you know, I have found through the years and working with clients and so forth that, you know, so many of them, you know, for obvious reasons, because they don't do it as their line of work, but they don't really understand maybe you know, how ideas are created, and how people connect the dots on the agency side of the business, as far as coming up with, you know, concepts and campaigns to drive their marketing for their clients. So it just seemed like it would be a good idea to talk that through and to share those that background with a room full of advertisers, which, you know, you will find in most of the seminar classes at TICE. These are, business owners and managers very often, mm-hmm. who are tasked with coming up with, ads and campaigns for their companies, their stores, and so forth, or they're directing the efforts of others who do that. So it occurred to me it might be a good idea to sort of shed some light on how that process works, and if they are responsible for coming up with the next idea for the next sales event or promotion or introduction or store opening or whatever, how do you kind of tackle that like a creative director might, or if you have someone who's responsible for doing that. How do you direct their efforts, and how do you know what's kind of going on inside their head? So it just seemed like it was a good idea.
It seems to me that a lot of people, a lot of advertisers, just sort of blindly accept what agency people tell them, and they don't really understand the process, and I think that's what you're going to talk about.
Right. Yeah, because, if you understand how the process should work, you understand the input that you really need to give your agency or your creative group or your studio or your web designer or whatever. And also, I want to make sure that I get this point across, is that this, what we're going to be talking about, doesn't just apply to ad agencies. This will be helpful in any kind of communication effort that you have for your company or your dealership. Again, whether or not it's putting together an ad campaign or putting together content for direct mail campaign or your social media or your website or whatever. It's good to think strategically. It's good to think, these are the elements that we need to address. And yeah, back to your point, it's beneficial to sort of understand, what the needs are and what the basics are, in order to be better equipped to evaluate the strength of an idea that's being presented to you.
I've got you. Now, let's talk about creative directors and what they do as a general rule. Now, they dream up ideas, they write messages. that's hard to do, and I think for somebody to get their head into that, you know, that's sort of mystical to a lot of people, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's one thing that we'll sort of talk about very briefly. It's sort of the notion of who these guys are, you know, you know, they're portrayed in TV and movies as being, pretty sophisticated people. Obviously, you know, sort of operating on a different plane from you know, the rest of us mere mortals, you know, that kind of thing. But and particularly if you look at very popular television series like Mad Men and so forth. I mean, they're not all Don Drapers, you know. Yes, we did drink a lot of martinis back then. Yes, we did smoke, you know, cartons of Lucky Strikes. But, but nowadays it's quite a bit different than sort of the golden age of, the ad agencies of Madison Avenue back in the, 60s, 50s and 60s. But, creative directors, the good ones, I mean, the ones that, are head major agencies or internal agencies for major clients. These are folks that, that think very strategically. Some of the, crazy ideas that come out of these groups and efforts and so forth are amazing. But, you know, if you look at them foundationally, they're built on, very solid strategy. Mm-hmm. The strategy is outlined in what we call a creative brief, which is basically walks through the criteria for the objectives and the goals of a campaign or an ad, and it outlines who the target audience is, where do we find them, what do they read, or what do they where do they get their information, who the competition is, and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So it's not kind of kick back and dream and try to be cute and clever and so forth. And that doesn't mean that cute and clever aren't good solutions. But again, solid ideas are built on solid strategy.
Well, the idea too, I mean, anybody who sits down with a blank piece of paper in front of them and ends up with a good idea on that piece of paper, that's the creative process. And that's true, I guess, in a lot of things, but it seems to be a lot more mystical if you're a creative director.
Yeah. Well, Leo Burnett, who, was the head of the agency by his name up in Chicago, who came up with, just incredible campaigns that are legendary. Said it best. I think he summed it up. He said, sooner or later, somebody's got to write an ad. And that's weird. That's basically what you're saying, is you can talk it to death, you can strategize it to death, you can look at it from every angle and possibility, but at the end of the day, somebody's got to take that piece of paper and they've got to create an ad. And that's the turning point of the thinking and the strategy, into an idea, crystallizes into an idea that we all remember and we talk about, and that motivates us ultimately to purchase. So that's the key.
This is the conclusion of the first part of a conversation with Paul Fredrickson, partner in the Blake Project, and also with Brand Biz. We're talking about a seminar which he'll be presenting at TICE. It's entitled How to Think Like a Creative Director. The second part of this series will be posted this coming Tuesday. This is Flow Radio.